The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The fifth Hagadama for Bitochen. Understanding why we need Parnosa and why sometimes Tzaddikim don't have Parnosa. Shalom Avrocha, it's already Erev Rosh Chodesh, Adam, starting Mir Tashem this man, Mabim L'Simcha, Erev Rosh Chodesh is always Day of Tshuva also, just think back, Elki Mechazik, ourselves, Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we saw the last few days about the concept of having to work for one's needs and his parnosa. And Chaim Zalvava said that if a person really shows a Kodesh Bohu that he's going to use all his time to avoid his Hashem, and the fact that he has everything will just make him thank Hashem even more so, then Hashem will make it easier for him with his parnosa. Continues the Chaim Zalvava to say, but we see the are tzaddikim, they don't have parnosa and they have to work hard. And we see Balei Aveira that seem to be living peaceful, tranquil lives, having everything they need, everything they want. So there's a question already the Nevi'im asked. Yirmiyo said, Madua derech Rishoyim Tzolecho. How is it so the way the Rishoyim are successful? It brings a whole bunch of psukim. Ki Roshi Machter Zatzadik. He will also control the tzaddik, the Russia sometimes, overpower him. In the Eilev Rishoyim, B'Shalvei Oilom, Hizkul Choyim, Ach, Rik, Zachis, Levov, Erf, Minikon, Kapi, Vein, Nagur, Kol, Ayum, Tuchat, Levakorin. There are all kinds of psukim about this. So he says that we see that Nevi'im asked this question, they didn't give an answer. And he said, the reason we didn't give an answer is because there's no one answer. There are many different cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why at times he gives the tzaddikim yisurim, and at times he gives the rishoyim pleasant lives. Remember, one answer will not answer it. Hashem has rabbis machshoves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makoku machshvisecho. Yeah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, and it says Hashem Elokeinu. There are certain things that only Hashem knows. The truth is that very often we look at a tzaddik and he looks, oh, he's in such poverty. And we look at him that way. He doesn't feel that way. But so even our lives to have Rabban Leib's statement, we lived in utter poverty. He didn't have a set of cheers in his house. He didn't have a set of plates in his house. He used to sit on his bed. And there's a few broken chairs later on, some plastic chairs. But he always would comment how he has everything. He's not lacking anything. That's a tzaddik. That is, he enjoys the little he has, and adarava. I know people close to him said that. He felt that if you take more from Olam Hazeh, it's the worst thing he could do for himself, because it takes away from his Olam Hazeh. The emes of the person is you have to recognize your needs. If you can try to eat the food that Rav Shteyman ate or live in a quarter that he lived, to go crazy. But you have to know what you need, and that's what you are satisfied with, not more. That's the way we look at things. Yeah, there's a famous maaser with somebody said He said he feels very poor. He doesn't know how to survive. It's too much for him, too much of a nisayon for him. So he said, go to Rav Zusha. So you already heard that story from me many times already, or at least one time, so I'm not going to repeat it. But the punchline of the story was, when he came to this person living in poverty, and he asked, how do you manage with poverty? The guy didn't know what he was talking about. It was obvious that he had. But it's true, there are times that tzaddikim do go through hard things. And he's going to
call Halashon.
Explain various cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the cheshbonos he brings out is, we're talking about a case which is not like a statement. The case of a statement, he meant he didn't have to work hard for his banota. He always had his basic meager needs without working hard, and he was always devoted to learning Torah. But he had some people that they might have to work very hard. So he says, one of the cheshbonos is, if the person did an aveira, so even though a person who's a Rasha, Hashem does it the other way around. He gives him the schar for his aveiros in this world, and there's nothing left for Olam Haba, because the Rasha prefers this world. So Hashem says, you want this world, you get this world. But Tzaddik says, hey, Tzaddik, v'oritz yishulam. The Tzaddik gets paid back in this world. The best thing that could happen to a Tzaddik is that he has it harder in this world and saves everything world to come. Because the hardships in this world is just for a very limited period of time. And the goodness in the world to come is eternal. So that's one cheshbon. Nobody did Tzaddik, never did an aveira. So a very big tzaddik, even for one of the aveira, Hashem will take care of it all in this world, and have hardships in this world. Another cheshbon is that he should get more tzchan olam haba. The man I know Yisrael, the man that successo, the tivcho b'achisecho, says in the pasuk. Hashem gives us different nisyonos, so that we should get more tzchan. That's another cheshbon of Hashem. And that's the basic thing everyone should take in life. It's more healthy to look at the second one, the first one. Sometimes something happens, suddenly a person loses panos, or has health issues, or family issues, whatever it is, and he right away starts thinking, what does Hashem want from me? So aveiros is hard to know. You don't know if it is because of aveiros, not because of aveiros. The second thing for sure is always there. Hashem is testing you to show, are you going to be with me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all circumstances? Are you going to be able to understand that I'm not doing anything bad to you? I'm doing this just to be malbezchah. So that you should, with all the hardship, come to back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand it's all my good. I'm just going to be mechazik my tefillahs and my simtovim. And that's always the case. So whenever we have a hardship, we should try to step back a little bit and think, this hardship was brought to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see how I'm going to react. It doesn't have to be a terrible calamity that one loses his entire panosa. Or he's looking for the phone book and he can't find the phone book. Or he goes to the store and there's a long line over there. Or he's stuck in a traffic jam. Anything that's uncomfortable, we can take one of two attitudes. Either go frustrated and upset, or the other way around, say, you know, this is a situation that Hashem set up for me. Or someone bothers us also, the same type of thing. It's not him. It's all set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to test me, to see if I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand that some things are being delayed because Hashem felt that they have to be delayed right now. And I'm not going to be able to make it any better by getting upset. And other rabbi, that recognition, that feeling, I'm with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know it's for my good. And together with that, if it's something uncomfortable, to mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if you lose something, to mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I should be zeichet to find it. And then very often we do find it in the end. Just think of it. And once you found it, so you look back. If you were all upset and angry and blaming everybody for losing it and everything else, then chaval, you did all kind of things which ended up not even to be the truth. And you had zero gain. And on the other hand, you say, you know, come in a shemayim, and hopefully I'm going to do my best to find it, and I'm spout Hashem to find it. And if not, then I'm the Kabbalah of the Ava. Then when he finds it at the end, he's zeicha to go through that whole period of time of frustration and do it in a way that was brought nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say somebody came to Rav Steinem and he had four children in Shiduchim. And he was all shaking, you know, he was all having a hard time with it. So Shteyman told him that Kimat, all the children get married in the end. Just some quicker and some later. So now it's up to you. You go through a few years of life, you can be constantly under stress and upset and frustrated and everything else, and in the end your children will get married, or you can go with Amunah, be talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, and say, you know, I'm doing the best I can. Come on, you have to do what you can do. But Iker is to be Mabe, the Bitochen Hashem, and Maisim Toivim, and Chasodim, and Tfilis. And then you took advantage of that period, which was a trying period, and you're Zeicher to, like we're saying, to elevate yourself and get much more Sachar. So you're Zeicher to only pleasant situations and steal the more complicated ones in a way that will bring us more Sachar and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.